Now let me come back to verse 1 again. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Now he calls himself a servant of God, and that is actually a bond slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. He uses that term. Now, I do not know about you, but I'm confident, had I been the half-brother on the human side to him somewhere in this epistle, I'd have let you know it. Well, I would have done it in a very pious way, of course. I would have brought it in a very humble way, but I sure would have let you know it. James doesn't do that. He calls himself a bond slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at first, his brethren did not believe. Well, after all, they've been brought up with him. They played with him. They have seen him grow. They noticed he's unusual, but they don't think that he's the Savior of the world. You see, the thing we emphasized in Hebrews, our Lord Jesus was so human when he's here on this earth, even at first, his own brethren did not. And, of course, the hardest people to reach is your family always, and yet they are the ones we ought to try to reach. Well, thank God, James came to know the Lord Jesus not as his blood brother, but as his Savior, and then he became the bond slave. And you notice who he calls him. He gives him now the full name, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. And as we saw, Jesus is the human name. He knew him as Jesus, his half-brother. But also, he knew him as Christ, the Messiah that had come and died for the sins of the world. And that Jesus was not just a name, but he was called Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins. Now, it's to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Wait a minute. I thought 10 of them got lost somewhere. Oh, no, friends, as we saw in Hosea, no tribes really got lost. God scattered them throughout the world, and James is just confirming it. They're scattered throughout the world. And they just don't happen to have settled in England or in the United States, although there are a lot of them in both places. But the second largest population outside of the nation Israel is in Russia today. And they are in China. They're in Japan. They are scattered abroad. Now, he's written this to the believing Jews of that day that were scattered abroad. And the word greeting here, well, that's a little stilted. I think that is all right for Elizabethan days and for good old King James. But very frankly, the word literally means in the Greek, rejoice. He writes to him and he says, rejoice. This is James. He was no sourpuss. He wasn't stuck in the mud. He's no dead stick by any means. This man had a lot of life to him. And now he says, rejoice.